This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's more than just Browns news out there. Cavaliers kicking ass. They've won 14 in a row. And my buddy Ben Cox, is there such a thing as a slumping win streak? It's like, yeah, maybe in this case, man. They're incredible.
Like, they win by double digits when they don't play well.
But there's also who's going to play second base for the Guardians? Did you see Gavin Williams?
Yes.
What he did? Oh, my goodness gracious. He's coming along so strong. Listen to more of that, 92.3 The Fan on the free Odyssey app. And, of course, guys, there's NFL free agency tampering periods that start today, not just with the Browns. Get the latest. Favorite the station, 92.3 The Fan on the free Odyssey app, where you can hear whether or not Aaron Rodgers is going to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think for the first time, this may actually be the swan song for Mike Tomlin. Because the Browns are a three-win football team, all you psychos out there, so relax. And again, you say, you don't know anything about good football teams. Your team's always been bad. Okay, fair, but I know a lot about bad football teams, and if I think your team's going to start to suck up the room here, you better watch out. I don't think they're going to suck up the room because they always figure out a way to do it, to be okay. DK Metcalf signing, this trade that's about to go down between the Seahawks and the Pittsburgh Steelers with DK Metcalf, it did not strike fear in my heart. It did not. Aaron Rodgers going to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Go ahead.
Lima.
Go ahead.
Because
all
was taken aback off the air. Mitch had said something to us off the air about an hour ago. And Lima's like, I said, whatever. And Lima goes, yeah. And he goes, man, that was a real Ken response by me. That I don't take them that seriously. It's like, okay, they're fine. It's whatever. Like, I don't think about it that way.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Definitely, and I think I used to really aggravate you in our younger years here when I would, any Steelers move, I'd be like, oh, that's why they're the Steelers and we're the Browns. I'm not doing that anymore. Now, it hasn't been a banner time for the Browns here for a while, obviously, coming off three wins. And then the Miles stuff, mm-hmm. Luckily that's come to an end and he's back now. But I'm sitting there yesterday, DK Metcalf, and like Pittsburgh hosts are getting excited about it. Now, first of all, they traded a second-round pick. Whoa. Is he going to have a better year this year in Pittsburgh than what Jerry Jeudy just had in Cleveland?
Well, there's a lot of people making the comparison because I said, I just don't care. And I got several people go, you have Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy had a fine season. I don't understand your problem. Of all the problems that the Browns had last year, Jerry Jeudy had a very fine season. Jerry Jeudy wasn't part of the problems. And it's not where, like, Steelers fans used to say this stuff to me, and I would like, yeah, you know, this kind of sucks. I'm going to keep my head down because they'd go to the AFC Championship game. Ultimately, outside of Cleveland and Pittsburgh guys, and I know that we don't really realize this, three wins or eight wins, if neither of you are in the playoffs, I don't think people care. I don't think they care about you. So, yeah, you can have your eight wins or nine wins or whatever and have your first-round exit or not even get to the playoffs this coming year. I don't care. You got a guy who would have rather went to Egypt last year than show up to training camp and then wants to put – you would have talked about leadership and expecting leadership out of other people. You, go ahead. Talk about that with Aaron Rodgers. You can go to Egypt anytime. You go to Egypt right now. Why didn't you go to Egypt right now in March? Had to go to Egypt during training camp? Get coaches fired? Everybody around you fired? Is that leadership?
Yeah, do you think the Steelers...
Is Aaron Rodgers just a coach killer that finally ends guys' careers in certain places?
Okay, Steelers finished with what record?
What is it, 9-8, 10-6?
What would their record have been with Aaron Rodgers last year, the starting quarterback?
Probably would have been under 500.
Honestly, I don't think...
He had a great end of the season. He had a great final game. At least I think so.
He couldn't move. It just wasn't nearly worth the hype of what we were getting for Aaron Rodgers in the lead-up of going to the Jets.
I take the Ravens have had a rough offseason considering everything that's going on. But I take the Ravens seriously. Do you take the Bengals seriously? You pause. My first reaction is yes, but you do pause.
Just based on, first of all, how cheap their owner is, you're really seeing the difference. In the one advantage of having Haslam, and I know, didn't give us an advantage last year. May not even this year. But we can pay all our guys every time. It's obviously not an issue. Like, they are going to be able, even with the Deshaun Watson situation, we're still able to pay everybody we want to pay. And you have a team there where the quarterback has to lobby for guys to get paid.
Yes.
And they're still going to lose somebody.
Do they even have players on defense right now?
Right.
Like, their second best one retired, and their best one... Once out.
Yes. So.
And I think it's hard to keep Burrow healthy given that they're going to be down in games or throwing every down. That's just not not a formula.
The division's in a weird place right now for all the reasons you just said about Cincinnati. Baltimore, I think, is probably in the best spot because Lamar's Lamar. And, okay, by the time they kick off, it'll probably be all right for the Bengals or for the Ravens. But, man, yeah, we don't talk enough about some of the other stuff that's going on with them, obviously. And then we got us where, hey, we're willing to pay everybody, but it doesn't really help us that much.
As bad as the last 4 months, Lyman brought up November 21st, right? That's the last time.
Last time we were really happy as a fan
base. As bad as it's been.
Uh-huh.
Dude, if you're Andrew Berry, you look at everyone else in the division and go, if we can just get this Miles thing right,
well,
on track.
Well, it's not just that. If you can just stop. I mean, I'm serious, guys. And obviously it's much easier said than done. That's why I'm doing radio, not actually coaching a football team. The turnovers. If you could just hold on to the effing ball once. And I could, like, 2 seasons ago, I go, well, this has got to be a little bit of a throwaway. And then to do it again, and it's explainable. You got backups and the offense is off schedule. And when the offense is off schedule, by the way, we didn't even talk about this when Jeremy Fowler joined us last week and he was going over, well, they brought in Roy Istvan and then he didn't say it as much, but he said Joel Bitonio told him they bring in the guy from the Eagles, which is Roy Istvan. He basically takes over the offensive line. Then the offense changes. Now you have the explanation for false starts. Now you have the explanation for illegal shifts, illegal motions, things like that. You have some of the it's not an excuse, but you have the explanations. If you could start to calm that down, then yeah, you should be able to calm down some of the turnovers. But I mean it. If you could just eliminate some of the turnovers, you'll be in games. If you could run the football, which, I mean, we had a great running game for 5 years. If you could run the football with any modicum of success, you'll be in football games. You'll win games on the margins. You'll be in the hunt in December to make the playoffs, And that's what the goal is. Because I think, I don't think you have to win. I think you can win 8 games this year, go 8-9 this year.
Which is, by the way, how it's supposed to be in this league.
Yeah.
Every team is supposed to be able to win 8 games.
But I think as of right now, as of March 10th, we don't know who the quarterback's going to be. I think it's going to be one of the two guys at the top of the draft by the end of the year. But depending on how the QB situation looks, guys, and this is not going to whet up anybody's appetite, you win 8 games this year, and the quarterback, whoever they draft, Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, looks good by the end of the year, I think they stay. I think that saves jobs. And that might not be what you want. You might just want to say, I don't want either of these.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Guys, I don't want these coaches. I don't want these guys in the front office. All right, well, you better hope to... I hate to say it, but you better be rooting against your favorite football team. Because right now, I realistically expect them after the Myles Garrett signing to be anywhere between a 4-6 win football team. As long as you can get rid of a lot of the turnovers and some of the things that you've done and play some decent complimentary football, you could still be a 4-6 win team, which is still going to get people canned. If the quarterback can come in and eventually play all right, then you're going to play better. But again, it comes down to the leadership thing. If you're looking for leadership out of you-know-who, out of Miles, you're barking up the wrong tree. That leader, this whole thing about leadership and the way that Shedeur Sanders talks to people, or the way that Cam Ward talks to people, those are very important things. Because whoever does it, damn it, you have to be real about it. You can't be fake. It has to be a real deal to these guys from the moment that the season starts. They have to be able to trust you for that. Jeremy in Fort Worth, Texas, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. Just thanks for everything. Thanks for the show. I think I heard the news about Miles, and I'm born and raised in Cleveland, just living in Fort Worth. I think what Miles Garrett did is, and this was my hot take too, and I thought about it, I think he did everything he possibly could in the position that he was in. Yes, it has to do with money. Yes, it has to do with culture. And yes, it has to do with Miles. But I think the Radio Row and the taking up for wanting to play for a contender, I think he did that for the fans. I think he did it for the fans. He did it for himself. I think he did it for the locker room. And if in doing that, can I get the maximum amount of money and stability out of it, then I'm going to. And so I think it's nuanced. I think if you boil it down.
You really think, I'm not trying to pick a fight, but I guess I am.
No, sure.
Right. You really think he signed this big deal because of the fans?
No. I just think it was part of it. I think it was part of it in the sense that I'm going to maximize every single angle, and he was in a position to do it. You know what I mean? I think he was certainly the money has something to do with it, but he spoke into culture, and that's a big deal. It has to mean something, and I think he put it out there for the fans in the locker room that we want to be a contender. Now, I think there's pressure on him for the season for sure, but I'm just impressed because I think he maximized every single angle you possibly could. And the timing was right. And now, you know, if you boil it down to good Miles, bad Miles, it's not going to work. It has to do with the money, it has to do with culture, and it has to do with Miles. And I think he maximized each one of those spots.
Well, when he first said that, all right, now we're on the same page, Jeremy, and thank you for the call. When he first said that he wanted out, I think a lot of fans were on his side. Usually you see a lot of people that go against the player with their favorite team because it's their favorite team. A lot of fans were on Miles' side going, hey, you know what, it's come to an end. They're on his side. They take Miles' side in this. And then what? 2 days later, he said he had talked to LeBron with Rich Eisen. Which, by the way, did LeBron call him up and decide to get him to change his mind here over the weekend? Or what happened there? Once he mentioned LeBron, people had bad memories in, and it started to flip it up a little bit. And then as the days have gone on, I think that people have come more and more maybe a little bit anti-Miles. I do think that changes once he signs. But I think they hold him more accountable in terms of, yeah, you're going to have to go up. You're going to have to play well. Because it's becomes more of a business transaction. Before it was, he's our guy, we drafted him, number one overall. There is a feeling like he's almost your son or your brother or cousin. He's a member of your own family. But we are two contracts in. And because he did want out, in his quotes, want away from us, there is, I think, a little bit more holding accountable from the fan base. But ultimately, the money's his money. The no-trade clause is his no-trade clause. So what more can I do than what? Boo him if he doesn't play well? Ben listening on the Free Odyssey app in North Carolina. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Ben. Go ahead, Ben.
Our question. Well, now to give you the question, but I think this is what happened. Myles Garrett found out that the Browns are trying to make a play for Kyler Murray and also, too, trying to get Deshaun Watson's contract offloaded to maybe the Arizona Cardinals that can actually take on that contract. Because if you really think about it, Myles didn't have no leverage because the Browns could have easily traded him to Jacksonville, Chicago, New York, or something like that, and not having a no-trade clause inside of his contract.
Explain, Ben, the taking Deshaun Watson's contract part of it.
Well, if you think about it, because if they would have traded him to, let's say, for instance, like the Los Angeles Rams.
All right.
And just offloaded the contract to where if you take Myles Garrett, but we need you to go ahead and eat the money that's going to be on the side of Deshaun Watson's contract, and, you know, we'll make it sweeter, throwing in maybe a third and fourth round pick or something like that, a team could actually go ahead and eat that salary, eat that contract. But it's just really, I think the Browns are really trying to get that contract off the book somehow, some way. They're going to find some way to get that done, but also, too, bring in a veteran like Kyler Murray and then draft a quarterback later on in the draft.
Ben, what does Kyler Murray do to you excitement level-wise as a fan?
As a fan, it's not like one of those, oh, we going to the Super Bowl the next day, but it also gives me it gives me hope that, okay, yeah, we was 3-14 last year, but this year we can say, hey, at least we're climbing back into get at least contention, at least for the playoffs. Because, I mean, we still have tons of pieces, tons of weapons, but we just have to continue to build those weapons. I mean, yeah, get rid of Jedrick Wills and, you know, and a couple of the other bums that's on our team. But other than that, I mean, we still have key pieces, you know, and bring back Nick Chubb that's the hashtag, bring back Nick Chubb.
It's been a couple months, Ben. Thank you for the call. Because my first thing, I think people are going to go, Kyler Murray, what? Ryan Wilson brought up Kyler Murray with us a couple of months ago.
January 14th.
And what was the reasoning he said that they could get Kyler Murray? Because his contract, 18, 22, and 19 and a half over the next 3 years, isn't necessarily terrible considering the market for QBs. But again, how do I get rid of Deshaun Watson in this scenario? Arizona went 8-9 last year. They're just starting to win a few football games. They were in the hunt, quote unquote. How do I get rid of Deshaun Watson's contract in this scenario? One that... Were we not discussing, do we know about the whole TikTok stuff in January? Because there were a lot of people trying to like, well, maybe this is a way out or something like that. We didn't know off the top of our head. And was that one of the...
Yeah, because that was right after the season.
I'm going to have to text Ryan, man. I don't remember
that. Was right when Andrew Berry had his end of the year press conference, which I believe was the week before this.
I mean, it's been 2 months since that interview. January 14th, you said?
Yeah, he said, I wrote it down here. He said, trade number two... For Kyler Murray.
That's the reason he said.
And I guess that would be a contract eating type of thing, too. I don't know how you work that out with
So
him.
Would you basically trade away Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward for Kyler Murray?
No.
I don't think so either.
I'd like Kyler Murray more than I think most, but I wouldn't do it. I have a problem, obviously. You know, the question has been whether or not he can make it with his size. And, you know, he's... Just played 17 games this year, but the two previous years he was injured.
People try to tie in their Texas A&M ties.
Well, they are friends.
Yeah.
They are friends.
They are friends.
Yes. But we know that. But boy, that's a spicy meatball. I don't think I'd give up number two for Kyler Murray. A lot of guys driving down 480 probably agree with that.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.